You are now listening to the sexy swinging sounds of CGSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby Mountain. How's that feel, huh? Diverse? Independent? Well, it's yours. It's yours, baby. Check us out on SoundCloud or cgsf.ca. Mountain FM.
Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Hello and welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Oh, that's a fact. You know what? There's a contract dispute between some of these stations and their providers. So when all those other shows are off, we're good to go.
Yep, thanks to the SAG-AFTRA strike, the writer's strike. Mm-hmm. We're the best thing on, baby.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm sorry, I wrote this script, so therefore I must have crossed a picket line. I feel bad because we actually went to the Writers Guild Theater when we won the Taste Awards this year. So sorry I wrote my own script. So our SIP segments are all about forgot to introduce everybody first. So let's start with the introduction. So we have Made Man Brent.
Thanks. Why are there so many frogs in the basement today?
I like frogs. We got to go frogs.
Got to kiss a lot of them, I guess.
That's how you get around, man. And Made Man Maury.
Pleasure to be here in the damp basement again today, Bob. Thank you.
And good old boy Harm.
Thanks, Bob. I was thinking, we have a lot of banjo in the intro. It made me remember a Steve Martin joke. He was talking about comparing the banjo to a guitar. Mm. The difference is guitar players, you know, get to have sex. We have too much banjo.
You should be used to banjo. I mean, you have to go visit your in-laws in Alabama. I mean, I'm sure you hear a lot of banjo.
And that's when I run.
Yeah, exactly.
Paddle faster, I hear banjo.
Hey, boy, you got a pretty mouth. Yeah, okay. Well, our six segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and pretty much anything else you can sip. And here's the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. From Old Ezra, we have the Old Ezra Rye 7-year-old straight rye whiskey. From Bardstown Bourbon Company, we have their Origin Series Bourbon, the Origin Series Weeded Bottled in Bond Bourbon, and the Origin Series Kentucky Straight Rye. And from Uncle Nearest, we have the Uncle Nearest Straight Rye, the Uncut Unfiltered Rye, the Single Barrel Whiskey Barrel Number 8, and the Single Barrel Rye Barrel Number 1. So we're going to go to Brent and have him tell us about our SIPs ratings.
Thanks, Bob. We'll be tasting and discussing these whiskeys and rating them with these SIPs ratings plus our signature sounds. One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Ganga Din, water. Ganga Din, bring water. Bring water.
I'm not saying he's not doing a good job, but I do miss Justin.
Two sips. Nice. What else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Could you do a really bad accent? I'm missing Justin.
You're missing Justin?
Yeah.
Three sips. Interesting. What was that in this glass?
There's the drunken leprechaun.
What was that?
There's the drunken leprechaun I've been looking for.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Remember that time the Keebler elves made rum cookies? Yeah.
Five sips. Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Kiss my lucky charms.
Yeah. Okay. gosh. Well, let's go talk about our next whiskey.
Pitter patter, let's get at her.
Okay, Wayne, settle down.
Our first whiskey.
Let's talk about our first whiskey. So, Brent, tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. So this first whiskey is Old Ezra 7-year-old straight rye whiskey. It's 57% ABV, 114 proof, 7 years old. Old Ezra 7-year straight rye whiskey is a blend of two rye mash bills, 51% rye whiskey and 95% rye whiskey. Is aged a full 7 years and is bottled at full proof, 114 proof, 57% ABV, to deliver a full complex flavor.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, this has got that nice copper penny color to it. The nose on this, I love this nose. It's like orange and honey and a little bit of vanilla on it, on the palate. The first thing I picked up on the palate was actually tobacco. And then it just follows off with the baking spice and that vanilla and the honey. It's just a beautiful creamy mouthfeel, which when you think of rye, you don't always think of a creamy mouthfeel. Then you got this nice, beautiful finish to it. It lingers and lingers and lingers. I was pleasantly and love this expression. What about you, Maury?
You know, Brent, as much as I hate to admit it, I think you were spot on. I thought your description was right on. It was definitely a beautiful mouthfeel. I love the creaminess. I thought it hit all the boxes. It was really a beautiful whiskey. I was really pleasantly surprised. I think it punches way above its weight. I think for the price, it's an outstanding whiskey. It's got plenty of flavor. It's got plenty of proof behind it. 7 years, it's done. It's not immature. It's really an expression that I was very much surprised. Hadn't tried it before, but I think if you see it on the shelf, it's worth having at home on your bar.
Oh, for sure. Herm?
Thanks, Brent. I'm coming back to this whiskey. I'm thinking about it more. When I first tasted it, when we first poured it, I mean, the nose was just amazing. It was the first thing I poured today. I said, oh, that just smells great. I thought, this is going to be a good show. So, and it comes, and it's been sitting in the glass. It's just been getting better. It's been nicer.
It's softened. It's rounded. It's smoothed out.
And what I've had the Old Ezra 7-year-old bourbon before. Yeah. This is my first time I've had the rye. It's a new expression from them, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you said you got the tobacco on the palate right away.
Yeah.
That came in later for me. For me, it was like toasty oak. But you said orange, right?
Yes.
I'm getting like orange, like flowers and orange blossom and then like candy and vanilla custard. But I smelled that sweet tobacco too. You smell on the nose?
Initially, I didn't smell it, but now when you're going, after you've tasted it, after you've tasted it and you go back to it, then you can get a little bit of it.
Yeah. Man, this is, I really dig what they did here because it's not that 95.5 rye that everybody's familiar with that's over the top with the orange peel or sometimes dill. They've got that 51 and that 91st. They don't tell us the percentages that they blended them in, but doing this blend, I think they did a great job.
They did a great job. Mm. They really did.
Bob? Well, it's like everything that they have done so far, like the Old Ezra 7. A couple years ago when that first came out, and we were all blown away. I mean, this cost how much a bottle?
Well, after that show, it doubled.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the wholesale price stayed the same, but what you paid at the store. Yeah.
So we're going to tell people this one is really bad.
And yeah.
Don't look for this one on the shelf.
Don't look for this one on the shelf.
Leave it there.
The folks at Lux Row have always, we were discussing before, they've always pitched above their weight. They've always given you a better bottle of whiskey for the dollar than a lot of folks do. I mean, they routinely do that. That Old Ezra bourbon was fantastic, and for the money, you could not beat it. So when I saw this, that was my first thought, is I hope it lives up to the bourbon, and it absolutely does. I mean, on the nose, it's just orange cream. I get in the very tip of the nose just a little bit of a dusty wood note to it, and on the palate,
there's that warm honey with that wood too.
Yeah, it's honey and vanilla. It's got a great mouth coat to it. It really covers the whole palate. I get that sweet pipe tobacco on the back end, on the finish on it. I mean, just a really well-blended, well-put-together whiskey. And, you know,
I wish the finish were longer. I think that's the only thing knock I have against it.
It's long. I mean,
it's, you know, to get a longer finish, you're going to pay $200 or more.
Yeah, you're right.
For what this is probably selling for at MSRP, this is a long finish. I mean,
it's a longer finish than most. So.
Yeah. It's again another. So far, everything they've done under all the old Ezra 7s have been an absolute knockout. So, you know, congratulations to them. Really well put together whiskey. And we're going to be rating the old Ezra 7-year-old straight rye whiskey a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Hey, guys, if you do another release, send a full-size bottle. So,
yeah, this... You might get an extra a sip if you send us a big one. It's not the way we work.
Yeah, if you send a case, you know, you might get 8. I don't know. So that takes us on to our next whiskey. So we're going to have Harm tell us a little bit about that one.
Thanks, Bob. So our next whiskey is the Bardstown Bourbon Company Origin Series Bourbon, 48% ABV. And since its founding, Bardstown Bourbon Company has grown to be a major player in the bourbon industry. While carefully waiting for their own distillate to reach maturity, they have become the go-to custom distiller for many known non-distiller producer brands. After 6 long years, the wait is finally over as they release the Origin Series, consisting of 3 different 6-year-old whiskeys, the Origin Kentucky Straight Bourbon, the Origin Bottled and Bond, and Origin Kentucky Straight Rye. The full series, all of which has been distilled, aged, and bottled at Bardstown Bourbon Company. So this is 100% theirs from grain to glass. Well, I guess they don't grow the grain. They buy the grain. But, you know, it's distilled in there, and they're bottling. It will be distributed to 24 states and the distillery gift shop and a number of online retailers as well. The Bardstown Bourbon Company Origin Series Bourbon, 48% ABV, 96 proof, 6-year-old mash bill is 60% corn, 36% rye, and 4% malted barley. Color is a beautiful copper penny. And on the nose, what hit me first was caramel, and then I got like the orange blossom, and there's some stone fruit, a little bit like, I mean, I'm not sure it's peach or apricot. And then underneath, you see the oak starts coming out. And it's really rich. On the palate, caramel, vanilla, cinnamon. And it's got a nice medium-long finish with a little bit of herbal and stone fruit quality going on. Brent?
Yeah, this is... the nose gave it more promise than the palate. Yeah.
Let me agree with you, Brian.
I really enjoyed the nose to this, you know, and we'll get back to this and talk about this after the break.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of the rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we are discussing some whiskeys from Bardstown Bourbon Company. Brent was telling us his thoughts on the first one here.
Yeah, I was getting onto the palate. So when right off the bat, on the fruits don't come through very much when you on the palate right away, you know. And so I get like a floral, light clove note. I get some bitterness to it and stuff. And it's very front forward on the palate. It doesn't give you that mouth coating that, you know, you like to have in a nice bourbon and stuff. It doesn't give you that whole mouth coating. I was just a little bit of bitterness for me, you know.
You sure that's not a defect in your soul?
It probably is.
Yeah,
I definitely have a bitterness in my soul.
It doesn't have that mouth coating palate like you're talking about. It's a little bit, well, not watery, I would say, but it's a little bit lighter on the palate. Not doesn't give you that like nice heavy hug.
It tastes kind of younger than a six-year-old.
Well, maybe let's try this at seven. Let's see. I think they're going the right place. You know, because, you know, oftentimes, I find that happens more in wine than it does in whiskeys. But the nose promises everything, and then you taste it. It doesn't stand up.
Yeah. Right.
It's been a while since that's happened to me and when we were doing the radio show, doing in the whiskeys here. And this one is one of those. The nose promises the world. But the whiskey just doesn't quite show up for the rest of it.
I think that's a nice way to describe it, Harm.
But yeah. it maybe if we had this had more air, I didn't put any water in it.
I don't know. We've had it out for quite some time. Yeah. I would say that it's a lovely whiskey. It's to me, I would describe it in two words: light and sweet. I found it a little bit of a lighter style. It was definitely not mouth coating. It was definitely not that viscous, creamy mouthfeel that we're used to. And I thought it was just not as complex as I would have liked. It was,
but the nose is so complex. So yeah. I think that tells me this is going to be a better whiskey. Maybe another year.
I think another year, two years is going to really
well. Here's,
really
here's the thing, and hats off to them for doing it. How many people set up a distillery and start pushing stuff out at 18 months and 2 years, two and a quarter years, two and three quarter years?
Or they make you buy their vodka or their gin?
Yeah. So they've been, you know, they had enough sense to sit on it until they had a respectable product to put out. And, you know, this is a well-made six-year-old product. I mean, is it going to improve? I think it's actually going to get better. They give it, you know, wait till seven or eight. But
I agree with you there. But that's the thing. It's so promising on the nose. It's only going to get better. It has to be.
It has to get better. Yeah.
It's not like this is more on wine than whiskey.
More on wine.
Yeah, it happens a lot more on wine.
You'll stick your nose in that glass and you'll go, oh my God, this is going to be, and you'll sip it and you'll go, oh.
Water. what happened? Yeah.
That's not the case here. It's not like you go,
No. Yeah. I don't want people to get that idea. No. That's an extreme example. It just didn't quite match up to what the nose was.
It's like strawberries. They smell better than they taste. They taste good. But they always smell better than they taste.
You're really broken.
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
You are just wrong.
Well, of course, you put them in a blender with ice and some rum.
You know what? Yeah. Yeah. A little bit of sugar.
A little sweet and sour mix. And, there you go. Yeah, that got me through 4 years of Catholic high school. So had a nun teach me that cocktail. On the nose, yeah, I definitely get the apricot on it. I get a heavy caramel. I definitely get the underplayment of the oak, and in their notes they had mint, and I swear, I don't know if it's a power suggestion, I do pick up just that slight bit of coolness of the mint on the very tip of the nose.
I do not smell it, and I disagree with that completely, but on the finish, on the very end of the finish, I pick up a little bit of mint. I mentioned earlier.
I mean, I got most of the fruits from the palate on the finish. Mm-hmm. That's where I got most of the fruits after, you know, that followed through on the nose.
I agree. Yeah, I thought the palate was sort of muted and, not very complex.
Did anybody put water in it?
Provided some.
I don't know. You guys are bogarting all the water down there, so. Slide some water down here. Let's give it a try.
I'm
going to
pour a little bit more first. This is the green label. Was the first one?
I don't think it was green.
No, I think it's the
white
color.
Yeah. The white
creamy.
There it is. Oops.
Mind the microphone.
Hey, I've got priorities. I need to pour some more whiskey. We'll worry about the microphone later. Let's see. Still that beautiful nose. A little bit of cold water.
It softens
there.
It up a little bit.
Yeah. The water definitely does open it up a bit.
Yeah.
I get more fruit on the nose with the water too.
Yeah. Yeah, the nose definitely even opens up more.
And the mouthfeel.
Yeah, the mouthfeel comes out
the mouth feels better with the water. Yeah. Taste it. Do it. Here's the water. I just did. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, I think this one's just a little bit closed up, but again.
Give another year or two.
What I always say is, you know, a lot of people, and I understand when you're starting out, sometimes you do have to push stuff out before you're ready. And there's a lot of distilleries out there who we love, who we had stuff when they first started that was like, but now they're making great stuff. And I understand, you know, it's not like opening a brewery. You open a brewery and buy, you know, on a Monday and by Friday you have product, you're selling it. You know, I mean, it's a lot of money and a lot of operational cost to get to the point where you have whiskey to sell. So I understand why some push it out earlier, but if you're
the fact that these guys didn't,
if you're well financed and you think it out and you've got the backing, you can hold off for 5 or 6 or 7 years. And, you know, and they've done it just like Wilderness Trail did it, mm-hmm. and didn't come out with a subpar product, came out with a
Woodinville and Washington did Woodinville, the same thing.
You know, came out with a respectable product.
You have to start with money. They had partners with money.
That's it. You got to have money. Yeah. It's like anything else. If money can cure almost anything. Yeah. So
you went through the construction money, and you paid all your employees during the time. Yeah.
Money and time is all you need.
But, you know, overall, you know, a solid effort. So we're going to be rating the Bardstown Bourbon Company Orange Series Bourbon. Well-deserved 3 sips.
I think it should be higher.
So honestly, with water, I'm leaning higher myself, but that's what we put down. So let's go on to our next one. We're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob. The next whiskey we're going to discuss is the Bardstown Bourbon Company Origin Series Wheated Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It comes in at 50% ABV, or exactly 100 proof. It is 68% corn, 20% wheat, and 12% malted barley.
That's a high barley content.
Yeah, it really is. So this whiskey, like the last, again, has a nice burnished copper color to it.
Add some water. The barley comes out.
On the nose, there's definitely some serious baked peaches and cream. There's hints of cocoa and lemon on the palate. Very similar to the other one. You get a lot of stone fruit and toffee. And then it finishes kind of medium. Again, like the first whiskey, I found this one to be a little bit light, a little bit sweet, well made, but not as complex as what I'm used to. I think that this whiskey, again, is going to continue to evolve, and I would love to see this whiskey in another year or so, but I think it was well made, and it's going the right direction. Harm?
I think it's gotten better with air. When I first smelled it, I was not impressed. I could hardly smell anything when I first poured it. And now the baked peach and cream you're talking about just explodes out of the glass. I got earlier when we first poured it, all I got was the lemon and a little bit of cocoa, but now that's coming at the end.
Yeah, out of the bottle, it was very muted.
But, you know, I think that's the case for a lot of wheaters. Wheat whiskeys, to me,
they need time.
They need more aging. Yeah. They are. They tend to be softer. So I expect that from wheaters. I'm not a huge wheater fan, but, you know, a lot of people are.
Wheaters generally need another year or two.
And if you like this soft style, bourbons. this is right up your alley.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I prefer scotch and I prefer rye, but wheaters are just too light for me usually. But as this evolved in the
racist
glass, it's getting better. Hey, I married a wheater.
Mm-hmm.
Just Alabama doesn't wear shoes. Yeah. White girl, man.
So this
one, you guys are dumber than a box of hair.
Yeah, this one, what it really reminds me of is a peach cobbler with some fresh whipping cream on it. And it's just a very soft and elegant, little bit of peachy, just, it was nice. Nice little warming finish to the end. I enjoyed it. I mean, it was
better. It keeps getting better.
Yeah, there's nothing harsh about it. It's nice and light and creamy, and
I found it to be a little light. I found it, I would call it a little bit entry level.
Too light for you, really?
It was too light. Yeah, it was just like,
it's very soft. I mean, I do agree with that. It's got that softness to it.
A little feminine, little.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with feminine, man.
Nothing wrong with
Maury's trying out his feminine side right now.
Bring me some more feminine, baby. Mm-hmm. The soft fuzzy sweater.
Yeah. No, I'm with Harm. I think the nose has significantly improved since when we owned it. When we opened it, that's all I got was lemon.
Yeah.
But now I'm getting that creamy peach.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm getting I don't know if I'd say it's cocoa or.
It's a little bit of baking spice in there.
There's a little baking spice, but it's kind of like a mocha baking spice kind of mix. I added water to mine, and that definitely opened up the nose.
It's missing a little bit of that brioche taste or smell that would actually make it like a peach cobbler, you know, more of that pastry.
But with a little bit of water, the fruits come out. I'm getting pear. I'm getting a little bit of peach.
Pear?
Yeah.
There is something wrong with you.
And I get that toffee on the finish, and it's got a nice finish. It definitely stays with you. I you know, at least a medium to a medium long finish. It coats the mouth very, very well.
Slightly salty.
Yes.
Get the top of your mouth covered.
Yeah, exactly.
Slightly salty, creamy. That's really interesting and nice. I like it.
Slight bit of salinity.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. I think they're, you know, they're onto it. They know what they're doing over there. And I think this one's a winner. So we're going to be rating the Bardstown Bourbon Company Origin Series Weeded Bottled in Bond. Well-deserved. Three sips.
Interesting.
Bob, why don't you tell us about the next one?
All right. Let me pull that one out here. So the next one we're going to talk about is the Bardstown Bourbon Company Origin Series Kentucky Straight Rye. It's 48% ABV, 96 proof. The mash bill is a 95.5, 95 rye, 5% malted barley. This is finished in custom barrels comprised of alternating toasted oak and toasted cherry wood staves. So, interesting. Which completely explains that nose, which is like absolutely just bursting with ripe cherry.
I thought it was because I ate cherries for breakfast this morning, and it really
was like kind of, and it's kind of like ripe cherries, but at the very tip of the nose, it's that.
But it's not candy cherries. These are like
these are like the dark red cherries,
like real cherry. Not like it's not like cherry cough drops or you know. Cherry Lifesavers.
It's not Luxardo's. This is like real cherry.
It's not like, you know, Jolly Ranchers, which, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with a cherry candy. I love them. But
this has got the stem and the pit with it, you know?
Exactly. This is like real cherry.
Yeah. But, you know, to me, the cherry didn't stand out as much as the toasted oak.
Yeah, it's they're sort of fighting for the top level there, but I definitely get that on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
I get that little bit of dilliness in the very tip of the nose. Like
it's not
the
a little bit, man. It grows. It's floral, and I get a bunch of green coming out.
But that cherry is just so, it just leaps out of the glass, which is really kind of cool. On the palate, I'm getting toffee. I'm getting a little bit of mocha on it. A little bit of baking spice, dark, almost burnt caramel. Yeah, nice. Very nice. Gives you a nice mouth coat, covers the whole palate. I think the Weeder actually had a little bit longer finish, but I added water to that. I haven't added water to this, so let's put a little squirt in there. And what'd you think, Brent?
This is, so that palate, I mean, the nose on this one, again, is over-promising for the palate to me. I mean,
I'm expecting cherry Jolly Rancher when I drink.
Right. Yeah.
I would not complain.
I mean, I got some bitterness from the tannins from this, and you know, tobacco and toffee.
A lot of baking spice.
A lot of baking spice, but the tannins kind of overpowered it a little bit for me.
Do you think that's the cherry wood too?
It might have been the cherry wood. I did add some water. I did add some water to it. But that could be the cherry wood those staves that they put in there.
Actually, I get more of the tannin with the water than I did without.
I agree.
Now that I've added the water, I'm getting more of the dry wood note.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. I mean, it's,
I'd say leave this one alone, don't add water.
Right.
But I don't know anybody I don't remember if we've done anything where they've done alternating staves where they've used cherry wood staves. I've had some cherry
French
wood.
French and American staves.
Had some cherry wood finish, you know, where they either put chips or staves inside the barrel, but I haven't had it where they've alternated it before. So this is kind of interesting.
Yeah. For me, I probably would have just stuck with the toasted one, you know, but I think you're trying.
When they say there's toasted staves, are they toasting and charring, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
this could have benefited from more
char. They're definitely toasting.
Yeah.
I think this could benefit from more char.
I mean, when you're making a whiskey barrel here in the U.S., they're all just straight up charred, but some of them are given a toast before the char for a long period of time to get deep into the wood.
Wine barrels, they'll do a toast without the char.
Yeah.
But so I'm saying with this, I think this could be
more. The red layer goes a lot deeper.
Yeah. I think this could have benefited from more char. More char, no?
I don't know. I mean, it already came from a charred barrel, and now you're just finishing it off with
the only thing I would have done different is
the toasted.
And I think this is very interesting with the cherry wood. I mean, since it's their first release of the Ordnance, I might have just left it as at just all toasted. I wouldn't. Right. I would have maybe the next release, I would have done like a side special release.